Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. It is Good Friday, the Friday before Easter 2019, and today we have a full moon in Libra, which is also a blue moon, which means it's the second full moon in a row that is in Libra. And there's just really a lot going on energetically in each of us individually and also in the world. This has been an event-filled week. I live in an area of the United States that has had pretty severe storms and really heavy rain and some flooding. And I wasn't affected by it, but nearby, a lot of people were. And in fact, I think nearby in Little Rock, Arkansas, they had record rain. So it's a really interesting time. There are a lot of things that I want to kind of go over with you. So first off, as maybe most of you know, if you've listened to me before, I like to share a lot of insights and musings and things that come to me, inspiration, also just things that come to me in my awareness, as well as things that I've read and learned from people whose opinions and insights and work I'm drawn to. One of the things that occurred this week that has just really been on my mind, and I'll explain why it really fits in so much with a heart talk, is that I think right now what is happening is that we're really all being called very, very urgently to empower our hearts and to embolden our hearts. And it's so interesting. The name Emboldened Heart was something that I selected in 2012, and I wasn't really sure why. It's now been exactly 7 years. I started Emboldened Heart in the spring of 2012, right before Easter or right around Easter time. And I was just really called to use that name. I knew it was going to be kind of difficult to explain. I wasn't exactly sure why it seemed so important for me to select that name for my work. And it's becoming clearer and clearer that we all really do need to have an emboldened heart. And the way I think of an emboldened heart is strength, a fire burning within us, that is a fire for stoking all of those qualities of the good, the beautiful, and the true, all of the highest aspects of ourselves. And our heart center is the connecting link between our mind and our kind of lower physical aspects, our lower self, our survival instinct, our lower chakras, our grounded aspects, and then our higher aspects. You know, then we've got our mind sitting up there in our head, kind of busy all the time, not always being very productive or working in our overall highest and best good, our monkey mind. And then there's our higher mind, that part of us that is connected to the higher realms, to higher integrity and to higher intelligence and insight. But our heart is the connecting link. It is the part within us that is the, it's really the cross area Now, I was raised Catholic, and I mean, the baggage, leftover baggage from all of that is, we don't even need to go into all that. But I'm really drawn to symbols, and I know that the symbol of the cross is something that shows up all throughout all religions, even the Celtic belief system. There was the Celtic cross, which to me represents that crossing point in our being. And sometimes it's kind of that crossing point where the fire is really burning. Our heart flame, our sacred heart, and also that part of us that has to burn the dross of the nonsense, the old programs, the old messages, the obsolete thought forms, all of that. I mean, it just has to burn. We've got to transform it, change it, transmute it. So the heart area of our being is a really, really important power center. And that is why I think it's important for all of us to really recognize that we do our best in this life if we do have an emboldened heart. Now, does that mean we have that sense of being an emboldened heart all the time? No. Myself included. I mean, I have really kind of been, I've been in a quandary lately. I've been trying to look at what's going on in our world out there and reconcile that with what I believe is true and good, and it's difficult. It's kind of a real struggle at times. But I also think that we are really, we're kind of being burned awake. We can't ignore what's going on inside ourselves or outside in the wide world. And this week there was a significant event, and you know, they haven't really determined the cause yet or anything, but Notre Dame Cathedral burned. Not completely, but a lot of damage was done to the roof and the spire that was kind of a landmark in the landscape of Paris. And Notre Dame means Our Lady. But what also is kind of obvious to anyone is that the Catholic Church has been completely patriarchal and still is. And it's not working. It's just not working. As is the case with almost every organizational structure. The Catholic Church was actually based on the ancient structure of kings, where there was a king and then knights and lords and then the people that served them. And everyone, you know, sort of served the king and was expected to serve the king. And people who did an excellent job of serving the king, they were rewarded with favors and land and became powerful. We see the same thing in the Catholic Church. It's absolutely the exact same structure. And we see the same thing in politics in many places. And that noble quality has really... it's become pretty corrupted, the quality or the belief that nobility is equal to integrity. I think that's, you know, what we aspire to is nobility. I'm thinking of Buddhism and the Noble Truths, the Four Noble Truths. So I think what we do want, we all want, is nobility. And if we have an emboldened heart, we begin to develop our own nobility. And part of that has to be standing up for others who are being abused, taken advantage of, not being treated fairly. And that is also part of having an emboldened heart, is taking action. It can include all the spiritual things, prayer, meditation, invocation, aspiration, affirmation, but it also has to include action. We have to take action. And so to me, the fire at Notre Dame was symbolic of what is happening on a really large scale, what needs to happen. And the patriarchy, it has to come down and be leveled so that there is a balance in the masculine and feminine, a balance in humanity, of respect and mutual appreciation, mutual understanding, cooperation, collaboration, and equal power. It has to happen. It has to happen because we are in tilt in a big, big way, and no one out there on either side of the political spectrum, I think no one really can honestly say that things are working. So we're in a huge state of flux. The fires are burning, and I'm hoping that this is the Phoenix fire, that this actually is the kind of fire that is burning in our hearts that will allow us to rise from the ashes and resurrect ourselves. Speaking of Easter weekend. So I'm being guided to do some work that I honestly have to admit I have really resisted. But I think it's really super important, and it's time, and it's going to be a little messy, and it's also going to be really important for me to open up the portals to this new awareness. It's really nothing new, but I think I might be sort of opening some doors to some new ways of thinking about some of it. Again, it's just my own interpretation, but I am going to be starting a group, and it is going to be an 8-week group called Metamorphosis. And it is going to be initially a group for women, and then the second 8 weeks, it's going to be open for men and women to come into who are interested. And this is about metamorphosis for us all. We're in the soup of the cocoon right now in a big way. You know, it's pretty uncomfortable. It's really messy. It is, you know, we're kind of trying to figure out how to shed our exoskeleton the way that a worm does, the way that a caterpillar does. And I didn't realize this, but as I've been studying about butterflies and metamorphosis, I didn't realize that butterflies go through 4 or 5 molting periods before they move into enough of a change to begin the process of being a butterfly. It's so fascinating. And it really reminds me of us, you know, what we're going through. We are biologically nature spirits. We're animals with a consciousness and I believe a soul and spirit. I think all living things do have a spirit. But humans we're unique in some ways because of our emotions and our egos and the things that we go through as we grow and learn and actualize and contribute and become conscious enough to be of service. And so that's what's happening. We are in the cocoon soup. And if anybody out there is a scientist, I know that someone will want to correct me because I did also learn butterflies don't actually make a cocoon. Many moths do, but butterflies don't. But again, it's an analogy. A butterfly definitely goes into a period where they are in a holding pattern and things are really changing and it's mushy and their being is getting ready to transform. So I love the analogy. And it seems really apt for me with what is going on. Not only in myself, but in almost everyone I know, almost everyone I'm close to is in the soup in some way, if not numerous ways. You know, maybe it's relationship soup. Wow, that's really up right now. Again, Libra is about balance, so Libra always brings up relationship issues. And it's very much, you know, a masculine, feminine thing, but it also may be a parent and child or a work relationship balance. That's what we are seeking, is balance in our lives, in our loves, in our work, in our finances, you know, all kinds of things. People are having health problems. They're showing up financial issues, relationship problems, just anxiety, high anxiety. And there's no help when you turn on the television. There is no help. The media is no help right now. Even though I think it's important for us to have a general understanding of what's going on, the media, they're in the soup too. Politics is in the soup all over the world. Corporations, you name it, it's happening everywhere. So the good news is change is happening. And change is usually rather uncomfortable. But it's much needed change, and so I'm just intending that this change, that it happens quickly and for the highest and best good and with as little damage inflicted on the most number of us as possible as the changes occur. That is my intention, because we do all want change. I mean, we're hungry for it. So what I would like to do is just give you a gift, a full moon Easter gift. And Easter, even though it's definitely associated with all the major religions, the truth of the matter is that it's much older than all the major religions. It's an ancient pagan, and before that was ancient mythological. It's based on a goddess. And all the major religions, certainly the Catholic religion and the religions of Christianity, they kind of took up the aspects of the pagan traditions and the ancient traditions and sort of reworked them according to their current stance. And then it's sort of unfolded from there. But Easter is, it represents a change. It represents a change in the seasons. It represents a change in us. We look around, we see things having turned green or beginning to turn green, blossoms appearing, baby animals being born. It's a really amazing change period in our lives every year. And it also inspires a change in us, a change in us, in our hearts. So I would like to just take a moment and give you a gift, which is what I'm calling a heart alignment. So just, if you have a moment, just settle in, take a deep breath, and receive the gift of a heart alignment. So here we go. Thank you, Divine Heart. That is awareness itself, and that it experiences itself in, through, and as that all that is, including anyone listening to my voice. Thank you for aligning the energy of this person's heart. Thank you for them with a new awareness, with a new consciousness, with a new understanding of intelligence, of integrity, of love, of compassion, of creativity, and cooperation, and appreciation, gratitude for life, for all of life, for all of humanity, for all of the living beings on the earth, all plants and animals. Thank you for aligning this person's heart energy and their consciousness, their mind, on all levels, into a state of grace, into a state of gratitude for this life, for their breath, for the elements, the water, the air, the earth, and the fire. Thank you for aligning this person and imprinting them with a new heart consciousness that empowers them to experience integrity, fairness, respect, love, peace, openness, expansion, and that they be blessed on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and that anything in the realization of this new heart energy and awareness, as it has experienced this person, delete, uncreate, and transmute now across all time, space, dimension, and reality in the physical body and the etheric body at every level of their consciousness, within their heart, within every strand of DNA, every vibrating molecule, and every spinning atom, and every parallel universe going down their mother's side of the family 100 generations and down the father's side of their family 100 generations. And thank you for rewiring their neural pathways and neural receptors. Thank you for rewiring the energy within and around their heart center so that they no longer experience anything less than integrity, happiness, peace, understanding, love, and appreciation for all of life, for the earth, for all brothers and sisters, all plants and animals, all aspects of our beautiful planet. Thank you for improving their outlook. Thank you for improving their health and wellness. Thank you for improving their clarity, their understanding, their ability to see things from a higher viewpoint. Bless them on all levels, that this new heart energy move through every molecule of their being, right down to the smallest particle, and that this heart energy move out from them into the world, and that they be a light, that they be an emboldened heart light in their life, and that they shine brightly they shine their own uniqueness brightly as a light for their own life, for their own heart, for those they love, and for all of life on earth. And may they be blessed in this way from this moment on, from this absolute now moment on, now and forevermore, now and forevermore, now and forevermore. And thank you, Divine Heart, Spirit. Thank you, it is already done, it is already done, it is already done now. So just take that in, breathe it in, and pull that through every part of your being, and just sit with it for a moment. Allow it to burn through you and to ignite within you all of those higher qualities, all of those higher aspects, all of those beautiful lighted abilities, qualities, and gifts that everyone has access to now. Thank you for listening. And join me again next week for another Heart Talk. Bye-bye for now.